Olha, esse canto aqui, Deus, ruim. I'll just use the conference this year. We had a kind of busy schedule, but we tried to make time to be here. You know, with our Christian conference here. The little update that our ministry, we were planning to move to another field. And we'll probably shock to you this morning, but you know, due to COVID restriction, Samuel's still close, but we're planning to go, and we're still planning to go to the ordination for preachers. They're waiting. I was talking to one of them yesterday, and the church is going really good. They have some problems, like all of the churches have problems, but they're doing really good. So I told them I'm going to pray for the service this morning. And we're planning to go and do the ordination when it's open. But God opened the doors for us to start the ministry in the village. So we have a church there. We're going to work together with the church. But we're planning to start our ministry and also that we'll be able to reach others' nationalities. City Hoffman is a multicultural city. The population of Samoa is 198,000 people living in Samoa itself. The population of Samoa living in Oakwood in New Zealand is 181,000. So that's 10,000 difference. And the city of Auckland itself is 118,000 Samoa living in the city of Auckland. And not only the Samoa, but you know, other nationalities, the Tongans, the Pacific Islands, Lebanese, the Arabic people. So those are the people that we feel like God called us to go there and start ministry. And even that God opened doors for us to go there. So thank you for your prayers. The other thing is my citizenship. You know, I was told that on June when they would launch the application and said that the application will process for about 13 months. So that means we're not going to get my citizenship until next year. So I told my wife, I said, let's pray. I'm praying that God will give us an answer by the end of August. So we were in Arizona in the end of August. And her mom sent us a text and said, we got a letter from immigration. And my wife just dropped the document of the application, is declined. And I said, just call her mom, said, open the letter, read us a letter. She read the letter and she said, you have to go to work for fingerprints. So that means the application is processed. And after that, she said, maybe then said, the body can wait anytime you have to go to your interview. And so Robert said, before my birthday, I wanted to do my interview for another answer. My birthday was 30th September. We got another letter of immigration before the 30th of September. I need to go to the interview. So I went to the office, the lawyer's office for a print test. And she told me that my case is a very clean case. They said there's some people that they applied for citizenship at the beginning of the year. They still haven't had an answer for the citizenship. But she said, your case is a very clean case. And she encouraged me. And I know it's not because of who I am, because of people that pray. For that matter, and I thank you for that, and thank you for your prayers. Because we put on our prayer letters, and you always pray for us. But this morning I want to talk about, and I know this, our theme for this mission conference is recruiting laborers for harvest. I just want to make a little devotion this morning from the book of Romans. The pastor Paul says in Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Romans 1:16 is a familiar verse. It says, why not share the gospel of Christ? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. Father, we thank you for the word, and thank you for the time that we here this morning to enjoy the breakfast. Thank you, Lord, for men and prepared for this morning. And just thank you, Lord, for people that come out this morning. Lord, just pray that the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart will honor and glorify you this morning. Praise that help me, Father. Help me this message that I will give to encourage folks here that we continue to do what she told us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, the Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says, for I am ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. This is God, Jesus, when Jesus, before Jesus went up to heaven, he gave us a great commission. And the great commission is in Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, Jesus, and Jesus came, verse 18 to verse 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So Jesus said to go teach all nations. What is that teaching? You know, Mark 16 verse 15 clearly explained that. He said unto them, go into the world, in all the world, and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be dead. Well, I was looking at this morning and I thought, you know, the word baptized that means, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of preachers say that baptism is not part of salvation. It's true. But I think that baptism here, baptized here, is not referring to a water baptism. It's referring to a spiritual baptism. Because the word baptism comes from the Greek word of baptizo, which is to dip or to die. Die, like when you dip something in a vinegar, it's come out, change the color. When we accept the Spirit of God, we dip in the Spirit of God. And that's why the apostle Paul said that those in Christ are new creatures. All things pass away, behold, all things become new. It must be a changed person. When we are dip in the Spirit of God, we are baptized with the Spirit of God. I'm not saying the Spirit of God baptizes us like a out of churches believe the Spirit comes and goes. I'm believing that when we accepted Christ as our personal Savior, the Spirit of God comes and lives in us. It baptizes us. It controls us. Take control of our lives. And that's what I think that's what the Mark is talking about here. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It's nothing to do with the water baptism. It's when we dip into the Spirit of God, because the last portion of the verse he said, but he that believeth not, there's nothing wrong with baptism nor salvation. He that believeth not, you know, shall be dead. And that's what the Bible says. If you don't believe or not. So then I have to ask another question, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? That going over the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is explained in verse 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to verse 3. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, wherein he stands, but which also he has saved. What the apostle Paul said, this is the gospel I preach unto you. This is the gospel where you could save. You know, this is the gospel. And he explained the gospel. by which also he is saved, if ye keep remembering what I preach unto you, unless you didn't believe what I said. This is the gospel. It said verse 3, he said, for I deliver unto you first, the first thing of the gospel, deliver unto you that which I also received. Paul said the same way that I was saved. The gospel I preach to you is the same way that I received. He said verse 3, which also I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. The first thing is Jesus died for our sins. The second thing he said, according to the scriptures, in verse 4, he said, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. Amen. That's the gospel that Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know what? If you're not getting the gospel right, our ministry is not going to be successful. Why? Because we're going to fill our churches with people that they're not saved.
Right.
They have to say first time. Remember, Hudson said yesterday, the fifth thing is, first thing first. The main thing is the main thing. We need to keep that main thing as the main thing first. Because, a lot of churches, Samoan churches, they get it together, they collect some people, they know them, they see them, and then they will start church. They don't even know what salvation is. And they start a church, and they end up with a church with a lot of unsaved people. They don't even know the gospel. But that's what Paul said here. The gospel is the complete sacrifice that God offered for our sins. His death, his burial, and resurrection is the gospel. Jesus said in John 3:16, why? For God so loved the world that he gave. His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not in him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What are the consequences of not obeying the word? What is consequences? What we face without obeying this command? Why, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, he said, yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin in the house of God. If you're not taking the gospel out, the judgment begins here. It not begins out there. It begins here. So there will be time in time that judgment begins in the house of God. We all cry out this pandemic and say, so-and-so's fault. So-and-so's fault. This is what the government is taught. You know what the fault is? It's me. It's churches. We quit going out and take the gospel out. I was in New Mexico, one of the churches that I preach at, and the guy pulled up the map and said, you look at all the blue little spot in New Mexico, and he said, the politicians go in this place and said, change. These blue spots to the red spot, people will be okay. A lot of people just center in the red spot and ignore the blue spots in the map of Mexico. I think it's true that maybe you cannot save the whole world. God save the whole world. What you have to do, what we need to do. If that's the mindset that I have to save millions and millions of people. Forget about news. We need to cross the street. Tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Judgment begins here, not begins out there. He said here, for time is come, judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it begins in us, if that judgment begins in us, you think of those people up there. He said in that little God spoke to that verse, what shall be hidden of them that obey God? The cost of God. What's the end of it? Because we focus here, we're not focused after. I think there's three things that the Apostle Paul tried to show us in Romans 1 verse 16. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. First thing that I'm looking at is personal conviction. Amen. His personal conviction, he said, that, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. A lot of people don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ. They act more spiritual in church than I did. The church is a turning crowd. The reality is out there. This is only a turning crowd. Yes. And when you go to a food camp, that's not a war song. You just call it a train. Your mind, you train yourself. Train how to use weapons. Train other things. Put the cell phone train. The real training is when you go to a battlefield. And that's the same as church. You know, Brother Bruce is actually getting known. This is a training ground. Out there is a new world we need to reach.
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul's conviction is that I am not ashamed. You know, no one of us, you know, is everything that. You know, we go going up in the bathroom, we go going up in the room. Thursday night in the church of New Zealand. And people shut the door in your face. Everybody rejects you. I mean, it's like if you go through the panel service. Some nights, you know, there's only probably two people that stand at the door and let you explain the gospel, go through the gospel. But most of the time, you reject it. A lot of people use that to get away from what we need to do. You know, I wouldn't ruin my wife being on the Tuesday night. Tuesday, even we took our van to a private fix the condition. And we borrowed a mom's car, we went to take the car to fix the brakes at Monday. So we sit there in Monday, three people sitting in there. I look around and look at the people and I'm like, I don't think these people are Christians. So I look for tracks. I didn't have any track. I moved all the tracks to my land. The land is at Christ. So I went to a mom's car and find a trip track. You know, going cutting. And I thought, you know, God can use a donkey to use these things. I was so well, kind of attracts all these people sitting there. You know, I'm glad because they loved it because that's the way for their cuts. They all wait for their cuts. And I had the chance to witness to everyone in that place. I don't know what the, you know, that was two of them promised of the church. The other lady, she knew, let me explain to her the whole plan of salvation in the Romans Road. She stared at me, okay. But you know, you never know the outcomes. Only you need to do our job. You need to do what you really need to do. I'm not undermining Harvard College and Harvard College School of Kansas. I went to Harvard College. I'm not undermining Harvard College. But I really enjoy having our church Harvard College again. People have freedom to study here. Rather than go and have stress out of Bible College. This is what I did. Bible College has to rush through the material so you can pass. I cannot wait to get out of Bible College. I can do my own study. And real world. You know, Bible College is a good thing. It's a build my character. But you need too much to do. I mean, I learned a lot of things in Bible College, but it's, you know, a lot of things you try to get through it, so you can get, you know, that you went to Bible College. But the real studying the Word of God is when you get into your private, your private time, and your prayer process is prayer, and ask God to help you.
Right.
Get you through. You know what? That's why I'd rather 20 men in church than send wild hogs. I'd rather send 20 men in our own church rather send them to a lot of us. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 16, let God say that, let your light be shine before me, that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. So we need to show the world what Jesus is showing, the gospel that we believe. The second thing here the Apostle Paul said, not only that he said, a personal conviction, he said, I'm not saved to share the gospel. You know, when you really know who God is, and you really know that you're saved, you cannot wait to tell others the same story.
Amen.
That's the difference between people that they don't really know who they're saved, because they don't know what story to tell. The second thing is that the gospel says it is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. You know, there's no other power that brings people to Jesus Christ. It's the power of God that brings people to Jesus Christ. You're familiar with the Romans road. You'll be amazed how those verses make people stop and listen. You know, if you were, those who doors and doors, those verses, it makes people think. You know, I teach a Sunday school in the Mexico last Sunday, and I went through the Roman road and explained it verse by verse to the kids, you know, from 12 to 12 or 13, and they all look like that. They listen. They said, wow, you don't know how those verses work in the mind of people. Remember the whole Bible is the whole Bible, the Word of God, the whole Scripture is the King of God's version, God's power for doctrine, the proof of religion, instruction, and righteousness, that a man is not even perfect, truth, and perfect words. All of the whole Bible.
That's right.
But you know what you have to explain? The power of God. Some people think that we only memorize the verses to suit our message. That's not the only way I memorize verses. I memorize verses when I feel down, I feel depressed. I know there's verses in the Bible. Bible says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart."
Yes.
That I might sin. I might not sin against you. It helps us in time of trouble. It helps us to remind us. You know, God is still there. Look, I was at a mission conference. They asked me a question. They said, what is the biggest help in ministry? And I said, I'm not being spiritual, but I said, my biggest comfort in ministry is that I know God is watching.
Amen.
He's watching me. You know, every time I write a prayer letter, I think that God's watching. I'm not going to report something bad.
Amen.
I'm not reporting something that's not right. Truth was still attached to yesterday, somebody reporting somebody's people's work. You know, every time I write a letter, I say, God, you know this, what happened. You know this, sometimes we don't have anything happen now. You know, we report what is happening. Why? Because I fear. You know, I don't care what people think. I fear what God.
Amen.
I look up to God. Not only that, the gospel, the conviction of the apostle Paul, the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. The gospel, the proper kingdom of the gospel, he said in verse, that same verse, he said to everyone that believed, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. To everyone. You know, the gospel is for everyone. It's good for everybody.
Yes.
There's a saying here in our country, what's good for Poland is good for survival. These two islands, most of the resources that's spent in our island. But people from the other island say, what is good there? It's good for us to send over to our side. You know, I'm closing with you. You know, from the story here, Book of Acts, the Ethiopian man mentioned in Acts chapter 8, verse 26. I'm going to read it to you, and, you know, for a sake of time. It said the angel of the Lord spake to Philip. Philip had great ministry to Mary. And soul saved, people get healed, and he had great ministry to Mary. And God told him to go to the church. He came to verse 27, and he arose and went to behold a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopia, who had in charge of all the treasure. And they come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning sitting in his chariot to reign outside the house. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near, join thy son to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, understand that thou readest? He said, how can I accept some man should cry me? And he desired Philip that he come up and sit with him. This is Ethiopia, the man from Ethiopia. He went to Jerusalem to worship. He was a religious man. Because he went to Jerusalem to worship. Not always a religious man. He's carrying a Bible with him. He had a Bible in his hand. He read Isaiah officially. You know the Isaiah prophet, the prophecy of coming to Messiah, Amen. Jesus Christ. He read it, but he don't understand. And God called Philip to go and explain to him. Pick up in verse 34, and he answered Philip and said, I pray you, who speak to the prophet himself, the son of man? Philip opened his mouth and began saying scripture to preach unto him, Jesus. You know, it doesn't matter where you go to church. It doesn't matter if you take the right Bible. But you let explain that this is a salvation. Nothing. I'm not afraid of that Bibles. You know, I use the King James Bible. Doesn't matter if I write Bible. If you not use it to show somebody, it's just something that lay on the desk or lay on the shelf. You know, that's useless. We need to explain. This man went to worship. Therefore, I don't know how many times he went to Jerusalem. Because of religious man. And also he got a right Bible. He read it aside, but he doesn't understand. They need somebody to explain the gospel. Another one is chapter 3 of Acts. The centurion, an Italian man, God heard his word. I'm not going to read the whole thing, you go read yourself. But he prayed, God listened to his prayer. But you know what? There's something missing. And they had to tell Peter. He was down the beach to tell Samuel's mind. I'm just kidding. He was down there with the coach doing for Simon the Tanner to come and tell Cornelius the right thing. Show him about Jesus. You know, he prayed. God heard his prayer. But there's something missing. Yes. Why? Because we need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ the right way.
Amen.
The apostle Paul, to choose men, he said, the apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, his letter to the Galatians. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 10 says, For do I destroy the name of God? Or do I seek these men? For if I yet please men, I should not have served Christ. But I certify in the present that the gospel which I preach of me is not of man. For neither receive it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For he hath heard of my conversation in the time past, the Jewish religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profiting the Jewish religion about my equals in my own nations, being more exceedingly savage than the tradition of my fathers. But when it pleased God to separate me from my mother's womb and call me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred, not with the flesh, but with conferred in his conference. Or said I didn't seek any help from men. But he called me. But Jesus called me.
Amen.
You know, the gospel, that's the main thing, the main thing. Starting with getting people saved. That's how we recruit people. Getting people saved.
Yes, sir.
And then propagating the gospel. You know, the things here I want to stress out. The Ethiopian man is from the Ethiopian. It's a black man. The centurion man is from Italy. He's a white man. You know that man. Paul is a church. He's not black. He's not white. But he's Jewish.
Yes, sir.
Samaritan woman that Jesus witnessed as well was a half Jew. Nicodemus, a Pharisee. All these people have a common crowd that they can save through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one common ground. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No man comes unto the Father.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, cry out, it's race, the difference between race. It's not race. They don't understand the race of God. They cry out because of the skin. We are different because of the color of our skin. It's not skin. It's sin. God is in us. And then we know. The only thing that we have is the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach those people, those people to the common ground, to bring them to the cross, and get them saved, and start recruiting people for the kingdom of God. God bless you this morning. Thank you.
Amen.